Welcome back to the Community Pilot Show Part 2. And we are joined by Olive Oil. And that's O-Y-L. And so my understanding is that Olive Oil is a nom de radio that you assumed while you were on the air in Japan.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that. Why Olive Oil or whatever? But, how'd that happen?
Okay. So back in the 1970s, FM Tokyo was the first and only FM radio station in Japan.
Sounds like ABC back in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to be a DJ, and I wanted to introduce punk rock to the airwaves. Well, one of the ways to do that was to get a sponsor. Now, I was also a freelance writer, which I still am today, and was writing for Billboard magazine at the time. I also was writing for a Japanese publication called Popeye.
So a lot of times we all wish we'd go to all these exotic places and work. Did you go to this exotic place and get the job? Did the job send you there? How did this happen?
It happened because I went on tour with Kiss initially.
And who might they be?
That band from the 70s, Kiss, with "I Was Made for Love and You, Baby."
Something like that.
Yes. Wearing kabuki.
Yeah, I was thinking of the, it's the drummer who looks like a kitten.
Like a kitten, yeah, okay. Like a cat.
So just in case you haven't got that image out of your head yet, it's never going away. Okay, so you were essentially traveling with them?
I was traveling with them as part of a large press junket. And while I was in Japan, it was a 3-week tour, starting in Tokyo, ending in Fukuoka. While I was in Japan, I was approached by one of the leading media moguls, Mr. Shu Kusano, who invited me to his offices to write an article. Anyway, long story short, after I wrote this article and met the staff, there was like 100 people there, he said, "How would you like to come and work for me in Japan?" And I said, "Hi."
Yeah, my dad said,
I would love that.
My dad said, "Never say no to someone who offers you a job," basically. Yeah, so you said yes. Being Japanese for yes.
And so I said yes. And several months later, I was back in Japan, and I was there living in Tokyo. I had a contract. I was not even 20 years old. And I learned the music.
What year was this? I'm trying to relate.
1977.
Kiss. 1977, okay. Yeah.
And now I'm working in the music industry. I'm not only writing songs, I'm picking music catalogs for Mr. Kusano, deciding on which artists are going to come and tour, writing articles about them, working with radio, working with TV, and just learning everything you can about the business.
So what I experience in Japanese music today when I go there is imitation K-pop for the most part, and we have you to blame for this. is that logic, that line of logic sound?
Let's go back just a step. I guess you could blame me for J-pop, which then imitates K-pop,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, to this day, I don't understand it with all the animosity between the two countries, but I'm told stories about why. But I also know a little bit about music. My son plays music over there as well, besides the other things he does.
Oh, I didn't know that, Greg.
And there's a lot of blues, there's a lot of all kinds of different kind of music that goes on. But about 2 months ago, I played a show that was strictly music from the video game Katamari. And because the music is so phenomenal, and I asked them, I said, how does the same musicians that produce mostly stuff that I don't listen to or can tolerate produce something this great? And they said the game people came to them and said, you can do whatever you want. This is the basic theme to follow. And it was so liberating for them that it's become almost timeless music to me. It's brilliant music. So tell us a little bit about how you found yourself there.
So I first want to answer the question, though, about Olive Oil and how did that come to be. So while I was over there, I was invited by Popeye magazine within months of moving there to go back to New York to do a 40-page story on the hippest bars, the hippest restaurants, clubs, musicians, to just do a New York special. After that happened, and I was invited by FM Tokyo to be a DJ.
To go on air.
I said, look, why don't we go back to Popeye magazine? I know the editor-in-chief. I know the people there. Maybe they'll sponsor this, and it will be British, the British invasion number two after the Beatles, right?
Well, actually, the British invasion number two is when white British musician brought traditional black blues to Americans in the late 60s. I give you Cream and things like that, at least in my opinion.
Okay,
so three.
Yeah, okay, so three. And the British invasion was punk. It was Sex Pistols, the Stranglers, the Clash.
Clash and so on, yeah.
All of those bands. And so they went for it, and they sponsored the radio show, and I was on air for 1 year.
Okay. Now, we have, we're going to take a break here for some underwriter announcements, but I do have a cassette queued up. I don't know what's going to happen when I press the button.
I don't either.
But there's some music from your playlist that you played on the air. So we'll come back from our underwriter announcements, and we'll get to that right away. Again, you're listening to KOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby Radio for People, Not for Profit. And this is the Community Pilot Show. My guest is Olive Oil. As some of you might recognize her voice, it sounds just like Elise Krenzel, who was on in the previous half hour as well, but we'll get back to that in just a minute.
ラジオご覧の皆様、こんにちは。最近困っている市民の手紙、電話、そしてメールがたくさん届いてます。家の家具を守るためのカバがその原因です。高いお金を出して、綺麗な色や模様がついているカバーを揃って家のインテリアをおしゃれにしてますが、子供、ペット、うち遊びに来る友達に汚されたり破かれたり知ってるけれどもどうすればいいですか？その人に答えがあります。その答えはアンダーカバーグレーグのアンダーカバーカバーでございます。聞いてください皆様、このカバーがすごく丈夫で作られています。そしてあまりにも地味な模様なので誰にも気づかれない、目立ちません。普通のカバーに見えるので自分の心の中の性癖バレません。ゴム式ですから誰もいない時は簡単にカバー外して自分らしい派手な時間を過ごすこともできます。カバーだけでなくその大切な時間を守ってくれますよ、この素晴らしいカバー。ぜひ今すぐ電話ちょうだい。
それがリーナ・ロヴィッチです。彼女が UK からロンドンからです。こちらは FM 東京です。私の名前がオリーブオイル。
That is only the second time I've played a cassette here at KOP. And that was of a playlist that Olive Oil featured on FM Tokyo.
In 1978,
and yeah. That would have been how you presented it or back-sold it or whatever.
Exactly. And that was Lena Lovitch, who was recording artist for Stiff Records at the time.
Yeah, and I listened to the whole cassette player. I've got a cassette player in my truck.
So. I have a Walkman. I have the first original Walkman. Yeah.
I wish I had mine. They were so great. That was the coolest thing. That was the first time I got one of them. That was cool.
The first Walkmans, when I was on the Tokyo subway and saw people with headphones and Walkmans attached, you know, to their belt buckle.
And they had nice yellow plastic.
Yeah, or we would go to discos with our Walkman and everyone was dancing alone.
Well, I don't dance at all, but I thought the Walkman was cool in two ways. Number one, it sounded really cool, and you had the headphones. And number two, I didn't have to listen to everybody else's music on the subway anymore.
Right.
We had gone beyond the boombox generation. So Olive Oil is a creation because of Popeye magazine.
Right.
So if that was Olive Oil 1978, what would be Olive Oil 2018? What would you recommend? What would you be playing if you were on FM Tokyo today?
If I was on FM Tokyo today, I would play a song by the band Call the Cops. The tune is called They Believe. It's a Brazilian band. And why I love them is because their rebellious nature of...
Well, I watched the video, listened to the music, and decided that I couldn't expurgate all of the language that the FCC will not allow me to play. But what I recognized in there was an energy going back to the Sex Pistols.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That energy doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're really into punk, then you're another generation or a second or third generation now.
So punk never grew up. It just changed. I'm going to have to ask the Dan Kofer and about this because he plays on Thursday afternoons. He's America's favorite DJ, by the way. And he plays punk from all over the world and from all over the time frames.
Very cool.
It is very cool and it's very good music.
There's one thing I want to say about punk, though. Like, if you see skinheads or if you see people with mohawks or the really pointy mohawks and wearing leather jackets and having tats all over, it doesn't mean that they're neo-Nazis. It doesn't mean they're violent. Punk is a fashion. It's also a lifestyle.
And that applies to one of the groups that you had on your list the Erections. They burnish all of those.
Right. So to call the cops, I believe.
Yeah.
And when I was in a punk, I dyed my hair black, like shoe leather polish black.
It was
a crew cut. I didn't get any tats or
piercings,
but you know, I wore those clothes as well. And I wore them proudly.
Yeah, I had I suffer from hippie clothes.
I was never a
hippie. I think I still have wide wheel corduroy bell bottoms, wide bell bottoms in my closet somewhere. Unfortunately, I can only get them on one leg now. As far as it goes. But Elise, what else you got there that you might recommend or you might play on the air?
The Chernobyl Babies. Pogo fun for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British band.
In fact, I know the name more than I would be recognize the music. I think what you see here is the same kind of raw energy we saw from the emerging British punk bands that really took up a lot of momentum in some of the bigger cities in the U.S. It's still alive. It's out there, but. In closing here, we got just a few more minutes. We wanted to thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You know, thank you for sharing your experiences.
Sure.
Thank you for not sharing any of your experiences with Kiss personally, especially, you know, I don't know which one it was, but his tongue was what I remember.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with me, just to be clear, Greg.
We want to get that out in the open here. We want to clear the air about that. Also mention that you were also a small business here. We didn't get a chance to mention what it was in the first half of the show today. So please tell us what it is and how they can get in touch with you. If there is someone who is really dying to hear Japanese punk music or something, give us some information about you.
Elise Krenzel Consulting. Elise at elisekrenzel.com is the email address. Elise at elisekrenzel.com. And elisekrenzel.com on my website. And what I do is public relations and marketing communications for the entertainment industry and for people in the arts, architecture, and design.
Oh, there's hardly any of that here, so I don't know how you're staying in business. But thanks so much. We're going to go out with a song that I think has no FCC violations in it from the Erections. So thanks again.
Elections.
Elections.
No, only kidding.
Elections. I know.